us very briefly. Kipashtus, one could learn, and it would seem that way, that the Torah is, it's an avua. The Torah is telling us what's going to happen. The whole business. So it's this, you'll do this, if you do this, these are the brochas, and if you don't do this, this is the klolos. It seems from the Teras Koyanim that's not exactly what the Torah means. So he says, Melamed Shahamokoi Misava Sheyehu Yisroel Amelim Batorah. Chukosei Telechu, Rashi learns also like that, it can't refer to the mitzvahs, doing the mitzvahs, because it's a mitzvah. He said, Tishmeru, Vasisem Oysom. Elamai, it's referring to Amelis HaTorah. But he says the imbuchu koisei telechu is more than just a statement of nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, misave, he says, oh, like, I want you, please, imbuchu koisei telechu, please, you should do it. You should do it. I need misave, I'm desirous, I have this desire. Shiyu armeil bater. V'chein hu oim, you see from the psukim, lu ami shameli, oy, if only my people would listen to me, Yisrael bedrochai alechu, and they would follow in my ways. I would be humble out there, their enemies, Valtzoreim, Oshiv Yodi, and return the coma to those that caused them tzoras. And another pasuk, Lu Hikshavto Mitzvoy, say, oh, if only, again, a desire, an expression of desire, not a cause and effect, an action and a consequence and a prediction, but Luik Shafta Mitzvah, oh, if only you would listen to my mitzvahs, and all the wonderful things that would happen. And then one more pasuk he brings, oh, if only their hearts would be such that they would fear me and to keep my mitzvahs all the days, and thereby be able to be mative, to do hatovah, to do good for them and their children forever. Kodesh Baruch Hu is expressing this desire. Melamed, all these psukim add up. Melamed shehakodesh Baruch Hu shamokim misaveh sheyu ameilim batorah. He craves that you should be a Amelim Batorah. That's what im b'chukosei telechu means, just like lu ami and lu hikshavto and mi yitein v'hoyo levovam zeh. So there's a few questions, but really, none of these psukim say a word about Amelis HaTorah. Lu ami shomea li Yisroel bedrochei alechu. Okay, they should listen to me, listen to my mitzvahs, follow in my mitzvahs. Lu hikshavta l'mitzvah yisai, if you would listen to my mitzvahs. Okay. Miyiten v'hoi levov mzeh lohem le'yiro isi kol hayomim. If their hearts would only be full of fear of Hashem, and then to be shomer kol ha-mitzvahs, all of these posuk teaching, melamed, shehamokim mesaveh shiyu ha-meilim ba-Torah, it doesn't seem to follow. And it seems that the answer is very simple. Obviously, that the accomplishment of lu ami shamei ali Yisroel b'drochi aleichu, if to follow in the ways of HaTorah, to listen and to follow in the ways of HaTorah, or hikshavta l'mitzvoisai, to listen to my mitzvahs, or to have their hearts should be full of yiras Hashem and shmiras kol mitzvahs, cannot be without a melas HaTorah. Im b'chu koisai t'aleichu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'ave le'amelus HaTorah. Just as in all these other psukim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is misaveh, because, and he says at the end, Melamed shahamokim misaveh shiyu ameilim batoiro. It sounds like that ameilus without ameilus hatoiro, all of these things can't happen. And if that's the pshat, im b'chukosai telechu, Hashem says, oi, if only you would keep the chukim, then you would be mitzvoisai tishmoiro v'asisa moisom, and I'd be able to reward you with everything. So I think it's a very simple perspective that we have to be aware of. First of all, we're not talking about a tzivui. It's not a tzivui. It's not even, as we might have thought, a nevuah. If you're going to do this, this is what's going to happen. But it's rather a Kodesh Baruch Hu expressing a feeling, kaviyochol. I don't know what that means, a Kodesh Baruch Hu misaveh. But in human terms, it means, I'm craving for this. I want this. I'm not telling you you must do it. I told you already you have to learn Vishinantum Lubonech on this. But here I'm saying, oy, it's so important. I beg of you. I so desire it. Lu ami shomeali v'hoyu miyite v'hoyu levovim zeh. And this is what I'm craving. And what am I craving? I'm craving I should be able to reward you. All I want to do, all of these psukim end up destruction of our enemy, rewarding us, to reward you and your children forever. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is to be meitiv. That's all he wants. That's the reason he created the world. All I want is to be able to be meitiv. But there's a formula. And I beg you, I crave that you should that you should follow the formula. And the formula is Shetiyu Ameilim Matura. And it sounds like that from these psukim we see that if these psukim are a raya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesaveh Shiyu Ameilim Matura, it can only be that Ameilus HaTorah is the cause. Without Ameilus HaTorah, and it's Mashma, that's Rashi also in the psukim, if you're not Omo Batoira, Loisish Mouli, Lios Ameilim Batoira, and then the whole Shalshelis begins of all the descending order away, further and further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything seems to be totally in Ameilus HaTorah. So two things. Number one, if a person really wants to do good, which is the tachlis of creation, and the purpose Hashem wants us to do good is only to be able to be meitiv, to give us more and more in us, l'man yitav lohem v'lifneim lo'ilam, that's what he wants. And there should be shleimecha, and should take care of our needs, and our enemies should be defeated, and all of these brochas should come. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But there's only one formula, and that's through Ameilus HaTorah. It seems that from these psukim that there is no other way. To achieve these things, one must have Ameilus HaTorah. Ameilus HaTorah, Ameilus HaTorah doesn't stop me, he learns a little bit. Ameilim HaTorah, Omel. An Omel is a person who works diligently and hard and puts in the effort and is willing to spend Yomim Vishonim Lahasig Dover Kotten in the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yoina. There's Ameilus. And without the Ameilus, it seems even if there would be some learning, but without Ameilus, it doesn't say even here about how much Ameilus, and no, it doesn't say how many hours of Ameilus, but it says Ameilus. If B'cholkoisei Teilechu means Shetiyu Ameilim Batoiro, that is the key to accomplishing, to assuring Yiras Hashem, Shmiras HaMitzvus, all of this, and all for the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being meitiv. But then there's something else too. You know, this Rashi seems to say, V'imlo sishmu li, liyas ameilim batoira. And then he says, to study Medrash Chachomim, the Rashi, and a little bit later in the parasha, and he says, Ein li el loshen makiras reboino miskabed lim reboi. He says, li, the loshen lo sishmu li, is a loshen of he recognizes Hashem, and he's miskabed to rebel against him. Chor is very hard to understand, just because I'm not omel batoira, that means that I'm intending to rebel against Hashem. But if we realize that Ameilus HaTorah is the only way, and it's so like, why are you not doing it? And more than that, it's not just a mitzvah. A person could choose not to do a mitzvah. It's too hard right now. I'm not in the mood. I'm very tired. I'm I don't know all the excuses that we have. We have tons of excuses. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is misaveh. On Ameilus HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his taiva. He says, I beg you. I says, oy, if you would only be Omer BaTorah. The reason? Because then you'll do the mitzvahs and then I'll be able to reward you. But he's asking us. It's Eino Deime. When we're told to do something and we resist, or when we say, I beg you, I please do me a favor. I need it. I can't. I'm so passionate about it. I can't. I'd be broken if you don't do it. If we look at Ameilus HaTorah as something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaveh, then it creates a whole different sense of desire to do it. Because he's begging us. This is what he wants. This is not just a tzivoy. At Tzivui, we learn how to get around at Tzivui. We learn how to ignore at Tzivui. We've been doing that for years. Oh, but this is something that means so much to me. This is something that I beg you. Shetiyu Ameilim HaTorah. I think that can have a different level of hashpo on us. And it might also explain why if a person doesn't do it, there must be some seed of merit there. Because How could I not? How it's one thing at Tzivoy I didn't do okay. I was not up to it. I was tired. I was sleepy. I was miserable. I was depressed. I was busy. I forgot. Whatever. I'm begging you. And you know, the begging is not just I begged you once. This is forever. And that's there's something there. That's a much harsher type of a response. So I think that it's kedai, especially as we approach Shavuos, that to think in terms of chizuk in Amelus HaTorah as Poshet doing a toiva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not stama toiva, because it's the toiva that allows him to fulfill the purpose, the very purpose for which he created the world, was that we should be able to do mitzvahs, and we should be zeicher l'man yitav lohem v'levneim lo'olam.